On this episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, we are back after a few weeks of absence with our fall preview. What's good, what's bad, and all that good jazz next. By the way, we thank you for staying faithful and listening to this, and we will be back next week with our episode 27 of the Real Mentors Podcast. Not even Hurricane Matthew was able to take us down, and we are back to bring some more hijinks and some more of our humor coming up next.
Everybody, once again, the best in the business are back. Episode 26 of the Real Mentors Podcast, where we talk movies, TV, and have some fun along the way. This is going to be our fall preview movie and TV special. Getting you ready for the next following months, all the way through December. Of course, joining me as always, my two esteemed co-hosts. To my right, we have the man behind the man, if you will, the host of The Foreign Corner, Plugosaurus Rex, the Spaniard. George, how you doing, big guy?
Doing good, man. How y'all doing?
Doing all right, dude. You know, doing good. You want to say...
Always.
You know, hi to anybody before we get started here. You wait till the end. You know?
Nah, we're good. I think she heard that.
We do have a drink Garofalo coming to our show in a couple of weeks. I'm very excited to announce that for those who heard episode 25.
You know? Yeah, tell her I said hello.
The joke's still fresh in our minds for obvious reasons. We'll leave it at that. So... And of course, we have the head of the girlslife.com studios, the man beast himself in all his glory, Mr. Mike Rose.
I'm here.
Ready to do this?
We're in the girlslife.com studios.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know what it is with me lately.
Yeah, you've been messing that up. I know, right?
I don't know, man.
It's your studio. This is your house. Of course, before we get into it, just a couple announcements. Just again, to reiterate, we're having our Ladies Night Part 2 by the end of the month, hopefully.
True.
I'm going to do a horror special for October.
Horror special.
Yeah,
okay.
Horror movie special. Yeah. I'm going to get Mr. Top 10, Jose, up in here with us to join us. He's a big horror fan, along with myself.
Okay.
So that's what's upcoming, of course. I know George has some Foreign Corner stuff, I'm sure, coming out.
True.
But either way, let's get started here. So we're going to start with the movies as far as what's coming out in the fall. This is usually the Oscar season in full swing for the most part. September 23rd is one I'm actually looking forward to a lot. It's a remake. The Magnificent Seven.
Okay.
Which is, of course, a remake of Magnificent Seven, which is a remake of Seven Samurai. Great cast, though. Josh Brolin, Chris Pratt, Denzel Washington.
You know, the funny thing is, none of those actors were picked in our fantasy draft. You know, no Denzel, no Chris Pratt. No.
Well, I mean, they're good actors. I mean, there's too many.
Josh Brolin.
Right. I mean, if there was eight people in this room doing a draft, I guarantee names would have got picked. Particularly Chris Pratt. I think Chris Pratt would have kind
of... We would have had, like, a couple of our extra crew here. Like, if Jose was here and maybe
Fabian. I'm guaranteed.
We wouldn't have been able to get all our guys.
Right. Oh, no. We would have been like, damn, who's left? Just like every draft.
Just like always.
But it's got a great cast.
We would end up picking Janine Garofalo.
For sure. For sure. For sure.
Again, for those who know what the hell we're talking about, check out episode 25. But that movie looks interesting, though. Directed by the same guy who did Equalizer and Training Day, of course, both helmed by Denzel Washington. Right. Denzel always does good work.
Yeah.
Even when he sucks, I still kind of like him.
I haven't seen a sucky movie that he's done in a while, though.
It's been a while. Like, he doesn't make
Equalizer wasn't that great.
It was okay, but it wasn't bad. Yeah. It was just okay. You know, he does okay movies. Like I said, even when they're okay, he's one of those guys you just like watching, you know, for whatever reason. We got September 30th. Interesting. We got Tim Burton back. I don't think that's a good thing, but that's just me. Miss Peregrine's Home of the Peculiar Children, or whatever it's was called. It's like an X-Men vibe-ish kind of thing. Yeah,
Harry Potter and X-Men.
And the basic kind of hybrid, whatever. Samuel Jackson's
actually,
in there.
Of
Evergreen.
Harry Potter, you have that Harry Potter.
That movie. One's in November, yeah. The Fantastic Beasts, or whatever. Yeah. Something like that.
Fantastic Beasts and How to.
I don't watch Harry Potter.
I'm going to watch it. I'm
sure Harry Potter fans are excited about that. I wouldn't doubt that. Maybe. I'm not sure that's one. I mean, I love Tim Burton back in the day, but let's be honest.
Yeah, he hasn't made a relevant movie in a while.
Yeah. He's been pretty bad. So this one looks interesting, but every movie looks
even when he did, what was it, the Alice in Wonderland movie?
The disaster. No, it was terrible. But this is another interesting one. It's gotten a lot of good buzz. It's Deepwater Horizon. With Chris Pine's in that one, I believe, who I loved in Hell High Water. I think it's about the oil rig that blew up or whatever. Oh, it's Mark Wahlberg. I'm sorry, not Chris Pine.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg.
That's got a lot of quote unquote buzz for whatever that's worth. It doesn't look great, but I'm now kind of curious after hearing that other early reviews. Like, they really, really like this movie. I'm like, okay, but that's one to keep an eye on in September and all that.
Russell's in that movie too.
Oh, I'm all over
that. His girl, hey, Kate Hudson.
Oh, that's right. That's right. What about Teen George there, you know?
Yeah.
George has to watch that movie. I'm watching it because that's Carlos. I didn't even know that. So I'm all for it. The Girl on the Train, other one, coming out in October. With Emily Blunt, you know, team me, of course. You know, of course. My squad. But she's in that one. That's almost like a remake, I think, of our rearview window, whatever the Hitchcock movie. I can't think of the name of it.
For you Zach Galifianakis fans, there's Mastermind. I don't get the whole gimmick with it.
That's one to avoid. Well, Birth of a Nation is what we talked about last episode, which I don't think I'm going to watch it anyway. Max Steel.
Oh, God.
Have you guys seen the trailer for that?
No.
Oh, my God. Don't.
Yeah.
It is so bad. Oh man, it should have starred Jenny Garofalo. Would have been a much better movie than what it was. But the one here, I think Mike might be interested in because you got your main boy Ben Affleck and the accountant. That's October 14th.
Yeah, that looks good.
Which I think he plays not an accountant. No, was that some kind of a hitman or something? Assassin?
Something like that.
He's kind of a, I don't want to say genius, but he's one of those warped minds, whatever in the cases. Right. Yeah, but that one looks interesting.
Is it like Paycheck kind of thing?
Mm-mm.
No,
not at all. No, it's actually looked good.
J.K. Simmons is in that movie, by the way, too.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah.
I'm a fan of his.
No, I'm a big fan. Yeah, no doubt. But that one looks very interesting. You haven't seen the trailer for that, George?
No.
It looks really good. It's kind of like a good thriller, kind of suspense movie. It's very good. It looks very dark in a vein of like a Gone Girl.
Another good movie coming out this fall is Desierto, which looks really good. That's that Gail.
That's the one. It comes out the same weekend as the account. Yeah.
That looks like a good movie too. I saw the trailer.
That was got a really good buzz.
The theater, and I was like, "Wow, this looks like a good movie."
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out what it was about, which is another good indication on a movie when you watch a trailer and they don't try to spoil the whole thing.
Yeah, some kind of survival.
Yeah, it looks like a survival horror slash.
It looks really good. Yeah. I heard some buzz on it. Not horror. It's like a suspense thriller kind of thing.
I caught some early
buzz is really good in that this year. That one's up George's alley, to be honest with you. And that's the same weekend as the account, which is kind of interesting.
Dean Morgan's in that movie too. He's been in a lot.
A comedian, huh?
Yeah, he's a guy from that thing.
Yeah, he's good. He's on Walking Dead. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. All right, so another movie that's starting that is going to be really interesting is the new Jack Reacher movie.
I knew you were going there.
Jack Reacher, Never Go Back.
With Tom Cruise, my guy. Oh, go ahead.
Sure. Right, that's your guy. I'm a Jack Reacher, a huge Jack Reacher fan, so I'm really excited about it. Again, you're going to hear me cry about Tom Cruise being the exact opposite of Jack Reacher in the book, but
when he's a 5'6" instead of 6'5".
All right, exactly.
Movie magic, but I think the trailers those look good. Jack Reacher's okay to me.
I liked Reacher.
I'm blown away. I thought it was good, solid.
I don't think it was a great movie. I think once again, kind of like the I'm not going to say anything bad about the Bosch series, and I'm not going to talk about it because it's coming out in April or May or something, but. They took like three books and jammed them together for the first movie.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's The Killing Floor is the main book that it's based on, but this one is based on Never Go Back, which is a really good book. I finished it already. So. Okay.
No, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good. The trailer looks really good for it.
And Kobe Smulders is very good. So.
Yeah, you were talking about El Desierto. What movie is that? I know you talked about El Desierto, Little Great. What movie is that?
We just talked about
it. Yeah, I know, dude. We talked about
it's a desert. It's
George had a little mental.
It's a desert survival movie. It's very good. I think it looks very good.
It looks great. Like I said,
it's got Gael Garcia in it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, the plot's still kind of on the wrap, which is a good thing. But the trailer looks great and looks good. It's like a suspense.
Yeah, suspense horror. Not horror. I think it's in Spanish. I don't think it's in English.
Right. Which is why it's a foreign way. I figured very good, it'd be up. It should be watched by the head of the foreign corner. That's what I'm saying. Right. So you know.
True.
Sorry, but that's one.
I'll be watching that.
You should check out. Yeah, it's here. It comes out on the 14th of October. So that one.
Oh, okay. I'll be watching that.
There's Ouija. Origin of Evil, which has enough said about that.
Next.
Another one that's not, well, Rings is coming out because it is late October, so it's a lot of Halloween.
Yeah, by the way, I saw the trailer for that movie. And dude, it looked like I want to shoot my brain.
This is the worst trailer of the year for Rings, if you haven't seen it yet. Yeah. It's so bad. I was cracking up watching that trailer.
This is kind of a blast from the past, but Ring came out when we were hanging out back in
early 2000s.
The original Ring was very good, and I remember you recommending that movie to me, and you saying it was based on Ringu.
It's good. Ringu was a great The Ring was a great horror movie, even not as good as Ringu, but the remake. But it was still very good. But Rings, oh my god, I was watching the trailer and just it looks such a
is it like horrific. Scary movie kind of thing?
No, it's a legit scary movie.
It's not a parody because, I mean, you're making it sound like it's a parody.
But you watch it. There's one scene, but it just stood out to me where, you know, obviously they watch the thing on screen, the phone rings, and you're dead in 7 days, whatever.
Oh, Lord.
So the girl's watching. It's the same premise, obviously.
It's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You can't really do anything. Here's my thing. That plot is great one time.
Yes.
You know, The Conjuring, you can do other crap with, right? You can kind of set up a story.
Yeah.
This is the same mother-scratching crap every time. It's not,
what's a little different because now it can affect multiple people apparently, because there's a scene
it affects multiple people person.
Yeah, because like it's a scene at the end where
you're in the room while you're watching it.
The scene there is like they're in an airplane and all the screens all of a sudden pop up the ring, and I was watching the planes just crash. It's just ridiculous. But there's one scene that stood out because, you know, someone watched the TV thing and the phone rang like it's supposed to.
The flat screen fell off the wall and it started bleeding.
Which is funny. It says there's a flat screen because then when the phone's ringing, they go towards the phone. It's one of those old school phones.
Right.
Old school phone and landline anymore. And I was like, what?
Who even has a landline
with
anymore?
The flat screen? It was just so bad. Do you have a landline in your house?
Do you have a landline in your house?
No one has a landline. No. Like old school phone. I'm like, what?
Oh, you're talking about the old rotary one?
It's a rotary one, but you look at it,
Hello.
The ring couldn't carry it because by the time it's dying, like you hang up the phone. But it just looked ridiculous. It was worth mentioning because I watched
the trailer with my wife, and we both kind of looked over at each other, and I was like, "This might be the worst movie ever made."
It made the Ghostbusters trailer look good.
Speaking of that, we have to have a show on the worst movie ever made. That to me, I have like five that I'd like to put in that.
I think we can each come up
with five
for next episode. We'll touch on
the worst movies.
Worst movie ever made.
Five movies that were just so bad. Actually, I would have two or three in mind, which I won't. I'll wait till next week. We'll do that.
Another movie I want to bring up is Inferno with Tom Hanks, which is and Felicity Jones.
Yes,
which is the girl that was in. She was in Doctor Who.
Oh no, I'm not with you in that movie.
It's the Angels and Demons.
Which is why I'm not with you. No.
What's the other? What was the famous?
Da Vinci Code.
Dan Brown, Da Vinci Code.
Dan Brown. Crap. I read the book. No, it wasn't.
It was bland. The movie was so bland.
The movie wasn't good. The book was better.
The second was even worse. The second one makes me want to go see Rings.
I've read four Dan Brown books, and I only can recommend one of them. I can recommend Angels and Demons, but the movie Angels and Demons is so flipping bad.
That's a really bad wicket for movies, guys.
Yeah. But I'm just
with the Rings and Inferno at the same time.
Skip that.
But a week later, hopefully things improve. You got Doctor Strange. Of course, Marvel's the second movie this year, which looks good.
Yes.
I'm not excited about it.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is...
That's next year.
Is that next year?
That's next year. Yeah. Okay.
November picks up? Is that what we're... Christmas movies?
It picks up, I think, with Doctor Strange. We also got... We talked about last episode was Hacksaw Ridge, which is The Warm Way by Mel Gibson.
Right.
You know. Right. Oh, excuse me. The guy who directed Braveheart.
The director of Braveheart.
From the Oscar-winning director of Braveheart.
That's basically, yeah, exactly. So, whatever.
From the Oscar-winning director of Braveheart.
I'm hoping a lot of young folks don't remember who directed Braveheart, but I've seen it. But the boy does look good, though.
You know what they should do is just clip to him, like, screaming about Jews in the back of a police car.
The movie started off that way, but it looks good though. I think a World War One or two. I forget what it was. It's some particular battle, Hacksaw Ridge, obviously. But it looks really good, and we know Mel Gibson does direct War Movies well. I mean, he directs. He's a good director.
George, here's a movie that's coming out. You might be interested in Trolls.
Oh
boy! It's got Anna Kendrick and really? Justin Timberlake and James Corden in it.
Yeah, it's an animated movie.
Okay, this carpool karaoke crap that he does.
Yeah.
Okay, it was funny like the first two times I saw it. Now it's stupid.
Yeah, they had the Britney Spears
gimmick in there. No, they put the Chewbacca lady in carpool karaoke. No. I was like, are you kidding me, bro?
Oh no.
Do you think she got 50 minutes of fame? I don't think so.
But when they had Britney Spears on, like a couple, you know, like last week or something, she looks so weird. Like, yeah, say there's something to her face. She looked weird.
It's called plastic surgery.
Have they released that Hands of Stone movie already?
Yes, that came out.
Yeah, that came out already.
I didn't get a chance to see it. I had passes. I just couldn't go that day. I heard it was not good.
I
think that it's going to be too hard for them to do like a real good movie based on that. I think that the real life story, and to see if you ever want to see, I think the name of the 30 for 30 is Mano de Piedra. And it's really good, dude.
I think I said it here.
Duran is a real asshole. Man.
Funny you say that because I think I said it here on the show, but my dad had a run-in with Roberto Duran. Yeah, we went to.
I don't think he said it.
I'll say it real quick. You know, just like we went to go see a TV show on Telemundo. Mm-hmm. You know that he was Roberto Duran was passing by. You know the studios, and we were in the line, and it was raining. And then you know Duran like just pushed right by us. You know, and then he almost hit my father. You know, like bumped him, and then like. My dad was about to go, oye, ¿qué pasa? What are you doing over here? And I was like, Dad, do you even know who that is? It was, I don't care who that is. I'm like, he will kill you. Like, right where you stand.
He's freaking crazy.
You know, like, and I'm like, a mí no me importa. You're like, my dad with that Hispanic thing. I'm like, I don't care. And I'm like, lo siento, I'm sorry to like Mr. Duran.
No más.
You know, and I was like, don't even come.
I see you say that, he probably would have killed you.
I know.
Anything derogatory.
Yeah, but you know, it was just like he bumped us, and my dad was like, you know, he stood up to him, and I was like, if you even know who that is, he would have like, you know.
That's funny.
Here's another movie for you, George.
What's that?
Moana.
Who?
Moana. With
that's the Rock, right?
That one looks kind of cool.
I like Disney as the Rock. Yeah, okay, I'm sold.
Yeah, that one looks kind of cool.
There's one like Bad Santa too.
We talked about Billy Bob Thornton.
I mean, I love Bad Santa. It's one of my favorites as far as Christmas movies. But
is the sequel going to live up to it?
I don't think it is, man.
I saw
the trailer, and the first half of the trailer is good. The second half, I'm like,
Kathy Bates is in it too, and I'm a big Kathy Bates fan.
I said they're trying. It seems like they're trying too hard with that movie.
You don't like Kathy Bates?
I do, but I don't know.
Come on, man. What's that movie with James Caan? Misery. Oh my gosh, man.
She's known for that.
Well, she didn't get out of the cock-a-doodle car. Yeah.
And she's also in Titanic. So I mean, she did the American Horror Story things.
Yeah.
So I mean, she's a good actress. I don't know if she's. You know, like
there's one good one coming out. We saw a trailer for it recently. It comes out November 11th. The Arrival.
Right.
Yeah, good science fiction. It's a good cast of Rachel McAdams, Jimmy Renner, and Forest Whitaker.
Ooh.
Really good cast. It's a cast of trailer. That one's really
Forest
good.
Forest Whitaker's in something else. Rogue One.
Yeah, but remember, he's also in Battlefield Earth. So
relax. Makes one bad movie. People still don't forget, dude. The King of Scotland, Academy Award winning dude. He's a fantastic actor. So
people still don't forget that. Battlefield Earth with Travolta.
You don't forget that.
With Travolta.
Well, the rest of us have forgotten that movie. You can remember all you want, but that one is actually a good science fiction thriller. It actually looks very, very cool. Yes, cast a trailer on that one if you haven't seen it. I think All Eyes on Me, the Tupac.
Really?
Biopic. Yeah.
Who's starring in that?
It's, that's a no name, but the guy looks like Tupac. Looks pretty good. And he looks Yeah,
you know, they put them digitally.
Not digital, like they did in the concert. Like,
yeah, yeah, like you know, they put them as a hologram.
No, it's a legit guy. If it actually, I saw a trailer. I saw a trailer months ago actually, and he looks a lot like him. It's pretty freaky, but it's in the same vein as like a Straight Outta Compton, you know, that kind of vibe and all that.
Oh, okay.
But it looks
kind
of interesting. So that one's not back again. The same weekend as The Arrival. You mentioned before in 18th, we got in November is Fantastic Beasts.
Yes.
For those you know, fans out there. December, you know, obviously this
December is Rogue One.
There's always Rogue One. Who cares about anything else? But actually, you know, this
Founder. That sounds pretty good. That's got
I've heard about that
Keaton,
one.
Keaton, Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, that's Oscar bait.
Laura Dern is in it. Yeah. I think it's going to be a good movie. It's a serious movie. It's not a good comedy. So you know, Keaton is always great.
I love Keaton, but that's pretty
Team
good.
Team Mike. Yeah,
Team Mike. That's true. You know, we got, but obviously Rogue One. We won't get too much into Rogue One, because I'm sure we'll have something leading up to it.
Right?
Oh, Assassin's Creed! My Lord. Oh my God!
Here we go.
I've seen like 4 different trailers on that. This is another one of those things where I'm just like, oh no!
Until they make a good video game movie, I'm not going to get excited for one.
I like all I saw was one.
I love Fassbender.
I saw one trailer. That was enough for me. Next,
There is one though, and it's actually coming out in October. The studios moved it, and I saw a trailer, and it looked fantastic. It's called Monster Calls.
Okay,
I forgot the name of the kid who's in it.
Got a kid in it.
Got the kid, Felicity Jones, who's in Rogue One.
She's in everything.
I know she's popping up everywhere.
This fall, she's in I think 4 different movies. Yeah, that friggin' Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah, yeah, she's popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson, who plays the voice of this imaginary. I guess creature that the kid sees, and the mother's going through cancer or something, and so the kid is being bullied, and he goes. It's very. They mix a lot of a kind of Pan's Labyrinth kind of vibe to it.
Okay.
So the kid's using his imagination and sees his beast, who's trying to help him go against the bullies and all that. Played by Liam Neeson, dude, it looks so good. That one has Oscar written all over, and that's a movie that
is it animated or
no? It's a realistic, so it's obviously CGI and all that incorporated into the movie. But that's a movie that looks like Oscar bait, which is not meant to be. Like a movie that they were just made. But it looks like it's going to be Oscar, as opposed to those movies that are just made because they're reaching for the Oscar. This one looks like it's an Oscar movie that is not actually reaching out for an Oscar, which is why I'm more impressed by it. That's a trailer. You guys haven't seen it. Monster Calls. That one's going to be a must watch. That may be one of the best movies this year. I'm saying it now. It looks phenomenal. So that's one I really want. They moved it from October to December 23rd now, Unlimited, so they can get into the Oscar thing and then release it wide in January.
Okay.
I think the same thing Hateful Eight did too. They limited it right before the end of the year and then released it after.
He was upset that he was going against Star Wars and, you know, that they didn't put him in there because
what
of
do you
Star
know
Wars.
About the wow. movie Passengers?
I heard of it, but I don't know much about that, to be honest
Jennifer
with you.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, that one. I think that's some way where. It's a sci-fi movie, and the thing is, the movie comes out in October, right? But there's no trailer yet. They just went back and did reshoots of it like last week, which is rare because it's pretty close to when the movie comes out. All they've shown is a picture on Entertainment Weekly, like two photos.
Maybe they might push it back.
They're not pushing it back. I'm just thinking the movie might be kind of a mess.
Have you seen
Nothing on that one yet. Nothing.
There's a movie called Bastille Day, I think, that's out, that is floating around in the ether somewhere, and it's out there. I want to take a look at it. It's got the guy from, my brain fell out of my head. The guy that was in Luther.
Oh, Idris Elba.
Idris Elba is in it, and it looks really good.
There's always a lot of small stuff that comes around. And I'll probably, when I get a window to so many small movies, I'll make a point to mention them on the show, because a lot of these small movies don't get marketed, of course. I'll tell you what, they're going back to Passengers. I'm curious about them because it is Chris Pratt, Jennifer Lawrence. But the fact that we haven't seen anything on it.
I just looked for a synopsis and there wasn't anything.
It's 2 months away.
Yeah.
And most trailers come out, six months?
Usually the wiki has a synopsis
up
there.
There's something weird. That's what I'm saying. Some weird. Like,
yeah, usually.
That doesn't sit well with me. It's EW had a little thing on it, but it's weird, man. It's talking about a huge cast.
You know, usually EW, I don't get it, I'll be honest, EW like attaches their trailer to movies that are going to blow.
They do it a ton.
I don't know if you remember, but they did one on the Kennedys. There was like a Kennedys movie that was coming out, and it was so bad.
Remember that.
It ended up getting pushed to like TNT or something. What? It actually didn't make it into the theaters. So, no, it was RFK was the name of the movie. It was freaking terrible, bro.
Yeah, it's possible that sometimes they do it so that they can get some marketing behind it, or maybe like some yeah, people but, will watch it.
But it's just weird because, I mean, I don't know. If a movie like that has that big cast, and it's a sci-fi movie, we're about a month and a half away, and not even a trailer, nothing, a TV spot, nothing has dropped. I don't know. Maybe it's great, and then with the keeping on the wraps, I have my doubts about that. So, but like I said, either way, and that's some of the stuff that's coming out the rest of the year. It's always a good. It's like this time of year because we get to see some of the more serious, smaller movies for the Oscar stuff. You know, we went through the, which I thought was probably the most disappointing summer. Not disappointing in years. It was a really bad. It's just a bunch of mediocrity.
That came out was
It's mediocre. Oh, bad. The best movie we saw, we called it, was Captain America: Civil War. In terms of big budget movies, I've seen better movies than that. After, but that.
When you look at it on a grand scale, if you look at what happened this year, as time goes on, I downgrade that movie, and I keep downgrading it because I don't think the story meets with the amount of
anticipation,
impact.
Hype?
No, the amount of impact that they wanted to make. I think the story was not that great.
I think it was just a good, fun movie.
But you know what? You know,
but it wasn't bad. But it wasn't a bad way by any stretch. It wasn't bad by any stretch of imagination. But so, it's been just a bad summer, man. I'm looking forward to this fall because, again, I love the Oscar stuff. But
always, get our brains cleared out.
But yeah, I mean, watch the taste of our mouths, if you will, cleanse it out. Because,
George said something about that maybe the superhero movies have kind of lost their luster a little bit. And I think I agree with him a little bit.
I don't think it was just bad movies. Because most of the movies that came out, I mean, yeah, we have.
Suicide Squad's made a ton of money.
It's not a great movie.
More than Ghostbusters.
But not the same thing. But there you go. Ghostbusters, Independence Day, Jason Bourne, Star Trek, in ways which are okay. They're not bad movies, but they're not great. In the summertime, you have at least three or four, like, man, that'll blow you away. It was good.
I like Bourne.
It was okay.
It wasn't a great movie.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of.
But you had some other guys like The Nice Guys or something that, you know, like.
It was a good one.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there were some that didn't have that much hype that ended up being better than the big budget movies.
I'm going to say this. Like, The Nice Guys gets overshadowed by a crap movie like Suicide Squad that isn't as great as people. It gets squashed in the box office.
I don't think it's actually
Suicide Squad isn't a good comparison. It's not. It didn't come out at the same time. But whatever.
It came out in May. But the problem is that was just a poorly. The studios shouldn't have released it during that time to begin with. And I think it's a movie that could have dropped in like September. Exactly.
And I think sometimes studios like they kind of shoot themselves in the foot.
They miscalculate sometimes.
They miscalculate. Yeah. When they see that the release of something and then
I just thought it was a really good, a fun.
That one is good. It's one of the better summer movies. Yeah, it really is, but again, it's a really bad guy.
This is like an En Bruges vibe to me, and I think that En Bruges isn't the same kind of movie, but it's the same kind of movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm enjoying and digging on something like that. That it maybe isn't so big, but a lot of fun.
I always said the small movies usually end up being the best ones anyway, year in and year out. It is what it is for me. Like I said, you know, like Hello, High Water, Sing Street, still the best movies I've seen this year.
I'm gonna grab that. It's out there.
Yeah, watch both of them. Catch both of those movies. Guaranteed.
Yeah, Sing Street was really.
Yeah,
good.
I love them, and Hello, High Water is a great man. That's another one you have to watch. I'm not sure if it's available yet to
quote unquote
stream.
It's out there. Yeah, but it's not a good quality yet.
Oh, it's not.
But that one I highly recommend. But again, this summer has been like it's mediocrity, man. It's been pretty bad. No great comedies that I can think of.
There's some movies out there that I want to take a look at. There's still stuff that I haven't seen that I'm going to look at. I still haven't seen Star Trek Beyond.
It's good. It's worth watching. It's a good one. It's just not great. It's solid. You'll like it. If you like those Star Treks,
talking into TV, you know, like, I mean, I was telling it in the pre-production meeting, like, you know, I saw The Night Of, which was really good. The Get Down, which is really interesting. And then, you know, we talked about Stranger Things.
We're going to have a recap on that.
Which it's still pretty decent.
I can't speak to that, no.
I haven't seen it.
But if you have, you know, it's pretty decent for you guys to watch. Yeah, it's pretty decent for you.
Mr. Robot is one that's still going on.
Mr. Robot, I mean, I know I'm going to wait on the second season to binge.
I just want to tell everybody, that's a show that if you're into conspiracy theories, that's a fun show to watch.
Oh, yeah, great show. And
there's a bunch of neat stuff in there. 12 Monkeys, the same thing.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what's coming out.
Okay, and that's speaking of fall, yeah. I was trying to link into that.
And TV wise, obviously.
Network TV to me.
Well, not network. I don't bother network TV.
Network
yeah.
is finished. Network TV is finished.
And we've been talking about it for like the last three shows. Yeah. Like the last three shows cut the cable cord because it's time.
Yeah.
Outside of ABC's tentpole comedies that they.
And even those are taking hits because
Modern Family isn't any good anymore. But The Goldbergs is still a pretty funny show. Outside of that, dude, there's nothing I watch on network TV.
It's all just, again, yeah. which we've pre-popped on this for the last month, 2 months already about this.
Watches yeah. today show. You know,
and it's funny because we called it here first. We called it here first to cut the cable cord. No, like, a lot of people have been talking about it.
Of course. Which leads on to shows that are not coming out on network that are... And one just dropping literally as we do the show is Narcos.
True.
The second season. I enjoyed the first show season a lot. Second one, I heard it's got some good reviews. You know, we know how it's going to end, but whatever.
Right. Hey,
Escobar is not
just
surviving.
We kind of grew up with that.
Oh, we knew.
Story.
Yeah, no, we knew. Exactly.
Definitely.
So, well, spoiler for anybody who hasn't seen it.
I was kind of curious, though, if there's going to be a season 3 of Narcos.
If it is, it won't be with Escobar.
Obviously, they'll do something with the Madrina.
Yeah, I can see him continue that. The other cartels that arose after that.
What was the lady that was in the Cocaine Cowboys?
Madrina. Forget her name. But anyway, they could have done something like
that. See, that's tailor made for this kind of crap.
What happened after. You know, Escobar's death, like, you know, how the game has changed, I think once we see
the end of this season, we'll see if.
Yeah, like
I can
where
see
they,
it continue.
Well,
yeah.
They could go Mexican drug cartel.
You know, like, I'm saying, like if you look at it, if it's like an anthology kind of thing, I could see that. Like Narcos could be anything drug related. Let's be honest.
Another really awesome show is Crime Incorporated and Drugs Incorporated on National Geo. The same guy narrates both of them. Both excellent shows.
Yeah, okay.
Both documentary style that just. Open your mind up to how much crap's out there.
Yeah, and then that's what I think, like, if they go, like, that route, you know, like, the whole aftermath of Escobar and what happened and, you know, everything else, like, crime.
I don't think it'll be as interesting if they just go in aftermath as opposed to just focusing on another drug lord.
Well, yeah, like, you know? Because maybe that's happened, you know, like, after Escobar passed and, like, somebody came and picked up and they did that.
It was a lot of the cartels that kind of picked up the slack. But, I mean, like I said, they can focus on that. It's just, the show's good now because it is Escobar and he's a polarizing figure,
right.
You know, so it makes sense. But we'll see. I hope it's good. I heard good things about it. Netflix also has given us the same month. This month is Luke Cage.
I thought it was October.
Is it? I thought it was September. September. Then
really?
September. Yeah, from right here.
Well, they also got Jessica Jones. You know, coming
that's
out.
Not, no.
That's not. That's not this year. No. Oh, it's Luke Cage.
Back that far?
Next year, because Iron Fist is
pushed back after the Defenders.
Yes,
which is going to be
next year, along with I'm not sure. I think Iron Fist was this year as well.
It's supposed to be early next year before the Defenders.
So, but those, I mean, Luke Cage looked great. We talked about it last week. I'm looking forward to that.
True.
Obviously, for those who like Walking Dead, you know, whatever.
We still have to do that show.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll bring in Dan, they're big fans, do like our Walking Dead spectacular review, preview, recap kind of deal. But people like that show, so it is worth mentioning.
It's not worth mentioning
because of the popularity. I personally like it. That's just me, though.
It's DVR fodder for me. And if I'm running out of crap to watch, if I don't have any episodes.
I used to watch it religiously. You know, like it's lost a little bit, you know, in the last, you know.
I still watch it. It did have
a little bit of a resurgence, like toward the end of season 6. Right. You know, like it got a little bit more interesting when they brought Negan in. But before that, it was just like it was on its way down. Like I'm glad they brought Negan in because if otherwise,
we'll see. I mean, whatever. If we're gonna just do recaps, I'll probably start watching again just to be in the know, so I can either talk about it. So if it, exactly, right. I don't want to just say it sucks because I haven't seen it. So whatever, I'll watch it.
It's not for nothing else
for that reason. I know it's not good, but just for that purpose. I think was Men going to Amazon? Was Men in High Castle this year?
Yes.
Part 2? Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's one to look out for.
That's October, November.
Oh, okay. That's definitely one to look
Goliath,
out for.
Goliath, which is that new project that.
About Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Bat Santa.
Billy Bob Thornton's in. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Excited about that.
There's what's the other one I saw? Because I was a big fan growing up. Not growing up, but when I was younger. The Tick. The pilot came out. Yeah, I didn't see it yet. Did you watch it?
Oh, let me tell you.
Is it bad?
I haven't seen it yet.
No. Okay.
But I saw another pilot on there that's so flipping bad. I made it like 10 minutes and I had to turn it off because I was just so.
Oh, okay. But it wasn't a Tick. Okay, I still want to see
it.
That.
Jean-Claude Van Damme Johnson.
Oh, yes.
Jean-Claude Van Damme what?
Johnson.
John, yeah.
Jesus. Oh, by the way, they have Kickboxer The Revenge. Like, it's coming out with a thing with Batista or something, you know, like, and Van Damme is the
Dave
mentor.
Dave Batista's going to be in it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it was just like since we were talking about Van
Dave
Damme.
Dave Batista's doing some
That
movies.
Comment was brought to you by Left Field. For your best and out of place remarks, always go in Left Field.
I understand. It was the Jean-Claude Van Damme era, man.
You're like,
and it's out there.
No, I was talking about pilots, though. And no, because every time I think,
it's a movie. Sorry, Mike.
Every time I think Amazon's swinging for the fences, and I see some shit like that, and I'm like,
it's all hit and miss. Even Netflix has this crap. So
you know what? I know they were trying to do something quirky like JCVD, which was very good, but you can't. You know, sometimes you can't. The same fire doesn't catch twice.
Speaking of that, I just popped in my head. I know you guys are wrestling fans. They're bringing back, I think, I want to say Netflix is doing it. I don't know if you guys saw it, The Glow.
I thought it was just a documentary about Glow.
I think it's a show. Like similar style like Glow
gorgeous
was.
Ladies
like, gorgeous
wrestling.
Ladies of Wrestling.
Wow.
That show was so bad.
It was so bad.
Big Bad Mama out there. Oh, and, my Sally, God. The farmer's daughter.
It was Ladies of Wrestling. Well, and I saw a couple of good hot chicks.
It was funny. Ladies of Wrestling.
It was not gorgeous.
Ivory was Tina Ferrari on that show, if you remember. Ivory from the WWE was
wow,
Tina Ferrari.
Wow, okay.
So
I remember that Big Bad, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Big Bad Mama, man. She also did Married with Children.
That's the only one I kind of remember. Yeah.
She did Married with Children episode.
But I think Netflix is doing it. It has Netflix on it, so I'm curious.
Interesting.
I think it's an actual show. Like, basically the same with the skits and the wrestling in between.
They're doing that Mascots, which is by the Best in Show.
How is that Lucha Underground? I haven't seen it recently.
Who?
Lucha Underground. How's that recently?
Actually, they're on break right now. They'll start back up.
It's gone underground.
Ultimo Lucha Dos was the last three episodes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Which was really, really good. And I recommend the Prince Puma versus Rey Mysterio match from the last episode.
Those are fast.
Actually, the Divas show is terrible on the E.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, I stopped watching.
It's no Glow.
I never watched
it. No, it's not Glow.
It's not, you know, it's not Big Mama or whatever. If I saw it,
it was because sometimes you want to see how the behind the scenes stuff on wrestling, you know, like how they prepare for SummerSlam and how they, you know, like some of the like behind
yeah.
the
nah,
but that show is far
yeah,
from that
it's fake
yeah
dude.
Yeah,
as fake as wrestling is, that's faker.
That's pretty fake.
It's horrible. I don't know how you watch it to begin with.
I can't watch it,
but it is weird.
Any of that reality stuff I can't do.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking about it, I must say going back to Once Upon a Time, there's nothing to do with you, George. Relax, don't get defensive.
No,
because I hadn't really seen the show, to be honest with you. I know it's bad, but let's be realistic. But I was going to my girlfriend's house a couple of nights ago, and of course, she's sitting down.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, it's official now. Either way, ladies, I'm off the market. Sorry, ladies out there, you know.
No more
swiping left.
I haven't heard that many cries since the destruction of Alderaan. You know what I mean?
I just felt the great disturbance in the force.
It was kind of like, check me out.
So either way, so I walk in, and of course, she's on the couch watching Netflix, and she's watching Once Upon a Time. She loves that show. I'm like, oh my God, of course. But she's female. She's allowed to watch it. So I said, let me give the show a chance.
It's a sideways shot at you, George.
I see that.
It kind of was. Well, hey, we took shots at him for that show for a while. So that's not, you know. don't villainize me here. But I sat down. It's like, fine. You watch the last 20 minutes, and it's horrendous. I don't know how you do it, dude. It's really bad. I'm like, maybe I'm missing something. I haven't seen it. I watched a couple episodes, I left it. So I'm gonna go to the bedroom. It was horrible. And she's like, where are you going? I can't watch the show. So she was forced to turn off.
I feel the same way.
Oh, be alone. It was bad.
It's so bad, you know what's sad is the girl that was in Big Love that's on that show used to be so attractive. She was so pretty in Big Love. I'm getting choked up.
Apparently. It's not that bad, it's a bad show, but what I'm trying to say is
she was so beautiful in Big Love, and just she looks so bad on that show. Bad. And that short hair that she has, oh my God.
Like, even my girlfriend's like, I know it's terrible, I just can't watch it. I'm like, you should admit it, but I don't know how you do it, George.
Georgia, you get a medal for that one.
For real, you need a statue in your name or something.
Yeah, you know, like Rocky, you know, which by the way, they had the Labor Day marathon. They got, Labor Day, they had the Rocky marathon. It still holds up, dude. Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
What holds up?
Yeah, the Rocky series.
One,
you know,
two,
like,
yes. You know, everything after that's great.
I like, oh, I like one through four. I like three. I know four. It's bad, but I love it. It's bad. But I love. No,
that's
five. That's terrible.
That's five. Right, four is Drago. You know. Four is Drago.
I must break you.
Ivan Drago.
You know. Yeah, he goes, if he dies.
The demise of...
He goes, if he dies.
He dies.
He dies.
The demise of, you know, Carl Weathers, you know. Apollo Creed. You know?
Yeah, man.
So, you know, it's bad, but it's cheesy as hell. It's 80s cheese. I mean, oh my God. But I still like
Rocky III with Hulk Hogan. Thunderlips is here. You know,
also Mr. T.
What's the prediction for the fight? Pain.
Pain.
That's awesome, yeah, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
he goes,
I did not like that, man.
It's Clubber Lang.
Pain. I ain't gotta prepare for that fool. He comes straight at me. That's my boss problem. You know, like, I'm ready.
I'm waiting. It's again, pain. 80s cheese, but it's.
Yeah, but
it, I love it. I can't help it.
I think one through three. I'll revise.
I gotta throw it in.
By the way, in number two, the makeup is so bad. I don't know if you watch that with that when they're
getting
beat up.
Yeah,
it's almost you can almost see like the appliance hanging off his face.
It's coming out. Yeah. He's like fixing it as he's fighting.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I mean, it was just, you know, the whole arc of the character and how, you know, it still holds up to me.
Rocky IV, just so you know, there's some
Rocky's a great
scenes where you can see the boom.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. But, you know, like, it was just...
That's only worst outlived by staying alive with John Travolta.
Oh, God. That was terrible.
That's not comparable. The Rocky series is way better than that.
Yeah, but
I think Rocky is great. It's just classic 80s, you know, with the montage, you know, with the song. It's the training scene. I mean, it's just classic.
There's a viral video of, like, there was a guy running. No, there was a guy running, and a car pulled up next to him and put the Rocky music as the guy's running.
All
right. And then the guy's like just swinging in the air, like, you know, when he heard the music or something.
That's pretty funny.
It was Eye of the Tiger, you know, like, the soundtrack is actually very
like cool. It or not, well, the first two are legit good movies. I mean, he's iconic. It's an iconic series.
The other thing is, if you look at the actors, like Burgess Meredith, great actor. You have a lot, and Sylvester Stallone, really, in his own right, if he didn't get caught up in his own crap, would probably be one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. Is probably still
he was
a
for
star,
a while,
but he got caught up in a lot of crap. You know, sometimes people believe their own hype, and I think that's what he got caught in.
He didn't sustain it.
He couldn't. It's not that he couldn't sustain. I just think that he's not the all singing, all dancing that he thought he was.
Well, he picked a lot of bad projects too.
He did those projects. Yeah. That's his own.
That's what I'm saying. He chose.
Cobra
was a terrible.
Stallone Cobra.
Horrendous. Yeah. A lot of mediocre assassins.
Not even mediocre.
The bad. Specialists.
All over the place.
Nah, this is bad. I mean, he's just.
Yeah, the mid 90s.
Because he's got some good movies.
Rambo's
great. It was downhill after Tango and Cash. That's a great movie. It's so bad, but it's great though. Oh, I love that one. Jack Palance. Fubar. Yeah, Kurt Russell. And then Kurt Russell,
Jack Palance. Another
RIP, Joker.
We talked about Gene Wilder last year.
But either way, so we'll end it there. That's all the time we got for today. Before I sign off, we'll make the usual rounds. George, what do you got for us?
Make sure, like I said, usual shout out to Barbara Floyd for allowing us to use their song. You know, for continuing supporting the Foreign Corner, which, by the way, an episode should drop soon. You know, I know it's back to school and stuff. It's been a little busy, you know, but make it listen to that. Continue to feed our need, you know, like what you always say, you know, to go to the movies
and
talk about it afterwards. Yeah, you know, leave a review. If you're watching, you know, if you continue to listen to our show, leave a review. You know, let us know how, you know, if you still like it. You know, tell us about our fantasy choice, you know, like for the director, you know, like what you guys thought of our teams that should be up there.
The teams will be on Facebook
the teams
now.
Should be up there, yeah, on Facebook. You know, like what you thought about our director choices, our, you know,
actors
and, you know, actors.
Garofalo.
Yeah.
The sleeper.
The sleeper pick of the draft. Of the draft. You know.
You know, Chewie's gonna have fun with that one.
Prepare
yourselves for the Chewie onslaught.
That one fantasy draft where you pick a guy that retired.
God forbid, you know, like I forgot the name.
McDuffie,
you know. Always that draft post out there, you know, like. I'm like, I just missed the name.
Again, for those who haven't heard, please catch episode 25 to get our fantasy draft special.
And all that, so. It's like Once Upon a Time all over again. You know, here comes season 2 in the bag for Christmas.
There you go, Christmas.
Episode 25 is just going to disappear.
Episode 25. That thing will be edited out. You know, what Garofalo? What are y'all talking about? I don't know.
You know, but either way, Mike, what do you got?
All Garofalo references will be edited.
I just wanted to say hello to my wife, tell her I love her. She's a great gal. Our website, girlslife.com, GIRLZLYFE.
Good job, Mike. You got it right.
Spelled it right this time.
Nice.
Just my peeps out there. Also, Macklow told me that they're going to be gigging soon, Barbara Floyd. So,
oh, nice.
We'll have to keep that out there.
Cool.
Maybe we can go to one of his shows.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
I'm sure
we can get on the guest list.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
We know people now, man. Connected, so to speak. That's kind of cool. Let us know when that comes out. That's kind of cool. I'll see the show.
It's going to be up in your area, too. So.
Oh, even better.
He lives in Coral Springs. So.
Okay. Great. Great. Again, don't forget to catch my reviews on YouTube, The Real Mentor. Blair Witch is out there, The Mechanic. You got Sully coming out pretty soon. So catch those, of course.
Do all those reviews?
Sully, I got, by the time this drops, I've already done it already. I'm watching it on Wednesday. So I'm kind of curious about that movie. I have both Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm not sure which day I'm going to go. But be that as it may.
Bill Pullman's in that movie, too. I mean, Aaron Eckhart. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was too confused.
It's got a good cast. I like Eastwood.
Eastwood's really good.
Yeah.
Regardless of if you agree with his politics or not.
Well, I don't care. I don't care about that.
The guy is a great director, and you know, Hollywood plays these stupid games.
Yeah.
And really, everybody has a right to their opinion.
No, just fine. And like I said, that's nothing egregious. You know, I don't make a good movie. That's all I care about. And don't do anything stupid. Like, you know, we talked about last week.
One last thing before we go. These knuckleheads that say they're going to leave if Donald Trump gets elected president,
goodbye.
I just want to know where you want me to send the money for your tickets.
Yeah, it's like, bye.
I don't care. But you know what? Respect the process in this country, okay? There's a democratic process that we use to elect people. If you don't like it, if you just want to have a king or you want your guy to be the president, I'm sorry you didn't get elected. Wait till next time. 4 more years. Okay? Yeah. You just have to deal with it. I've had to deal with 8 years of the last guy. So you know what? And I'm not voting for Trump, just so you know. I'm just saying. People that say they're going to leave if somebody gets elected, go move to – why don't you try out, see how you dig
living
in Saudi Arabia or one of those – or Yemen and tell me how bad this country is, okay?
Go with Chandler Bing.
Yeah, with Chandler Bing out there. Looks like I'm going to Yemen.
You know, not to get too – I didn't want to get political.
But it's just
because it's a movie star
thing. Yeah, it's just a Friends episode that he goes, looks like a movie in Yemen.
I want
to get away from Dennis.
That always stuck in mind. I don't know why, but – Yemen thing. But either way, so that's all the time we got today, this week. We'll catch you guys next time, of course. We have our October special, horror special on Ladies Night coming up soon. And of course, we got now 26 fantastic episodes in the books, along with the other previews, Game of Thrones and all that for you guys. Personal listening pleasure, if you will. So see you guys next week. Take care, guys.
Yep.
Bye.
Wish you were a part of us, the summer we have seen. For you, it's just a dream.